Ja, mach ruhig, ist allein rüber. As he spoke for our Papa Gedele yesterday. Machlekes, the Turk Lamed, Fnei Lamed, with all the Galdiga, Nifldiga, Yundiga, and Afkaminas that we spoke out. Let's talk today about the other case that the Gemara says, the Ozda Rova Latame. The Rova is a case called Eitzer. What's the case of Eitzer? A guy is going away, and let's see the exact question of the Gemara there. The guy is going away, and the Gemara says, the Rova says the same set of rules. What's the Rova the Tamei? Tamei Rova, Eitzer, Beitzer, Eitzer, Kredim, Shoshim, Zakrova. What's Eitzer, Eitzer? You have chametz, and the case, by the way, the case is very important for what I'm going to say now. You have a case where a guy has chametz in his house, in a storehouse, in a barn, and he wants to fill it up with hay, tzaitza. So he fills it up, he leaves the chametz there. It's too lazy to take it out. What I just said about that he's too lazy to take it out is critical. Sheikh Hisham Tura Tachter Chametz. We have to come on, come on, come on. So what's the case? The case of Eitzer is like this. The guy's going away on a trip, and he has chametz. So let's break it down to all the pieces here. You say it like this, that if it's ain't daita l'fanoisoi, if you don't plan to clear it out, and you plan to leave it the way it is, so then l'fnei shleishim, you don't have to do anything. You don't plan to clear it out. It is what it is, and it's fine. If it's the middle of Shleishim, then you're chayiv. That's Rav. That's Rav of the Shitas. By the way, in other words, in the story of Eitzer, when the guy's going away on a trip, and he's covering over the chametz that he has in the barn with the tefuah, we have both aspects of Rav. Within 30 days, even if it's ain't that the Levanoisa, even if you don't plan to go take care of it, you're chayiv because it's within 30 days. And if it's before 30 days, then if it's tied to the family site, when you're going to come back on Pesach, you're going to open it up. So then you have to take care of it. Says Rashi, what's this case of Eitzer? What's the issue? Yeah, no, maybe. Says Rashi that the case of Eitzer is dealing with the case of Mapoilus. And the Gemara says later on, the Flamet Alphon Beis, Chomet Shanofel Mapoilus, where you come from? Chomet which Mapoilus had, it was a, what's it called? Mudslide. Yeah. My pilots. Something fell on it. And it got covered over, so you're not over it. That means like this. The baseline case of Eitzer is, says Rashi, that it's a case of my pilots, you're not over by Rav Amatzei. So what's the Shiloh? The Shiloh is, you plan to come back, you don't plan to come back. Frigga Hakasha, Shteitach Mephorish, that within 30 days, if you don't plan to come back, you're chayav, right? Frigga Hakasha, why? It's Kimavor. I want to start over that. A guy, he's not planning to come back. I want to explain what I'm saying. The case of Apollos is a case where it's within 30 days, and I'm going away on a trip, so before I go on a trip, I put the tefuah into the house, I want to store it, I'm going away on a long trip. Ain't died to the fun. I'm not planning to come back. I'm not planning to open it up. Even if I'm planning to come back, we're not planning to clear it out. So I'm putting on. So now Rashi says, I'm doing it to my prayers, right? My prayers, I'm not everybody about Matzah anymore. We'll discuss in a minute why. Frigga Hakasha, so I don't understand Rav. What's the problem? If it's died to the fun, I say, understand. You're going to come back Pesach and you'll be Mavatl to my prayers. But if you're not planning to, if I know you said, if you're not planning to open it up, like, so what is the problem? What do you tell me what I mean? Yes, you do Bidika. I did beer. Sorry, I come before. I want to point out, it's very important. Bishlam had the case before, the case number one, where it's Daita Lots and not Daita Lots. So they were talking about a case, we have a classic case of Bedikas Chometz. You have a house, it's a Makmish Rachmizim Chometz, and you have to do Bedikas Chometz, and you went off on a trip. So we say, listen, within 30 days, it's ready like Erev Yantar, like we spoke yesterday. The Ekruchiyev is Chal already. That makes sense. But over here, what do you mean the Ekruchiyev is Chal? It's Harayukum Avor, it's on the Rav Hedlis, it's taken care of. Harayukum Avor. The answer is, I'm missing a Shalom Shat. That if the case of, in the case number one, I understand Rav Tarchleishim, even though you're not planning to come back. Well, like we said yesterday, Alan, Teich Shleishim is this manachi. If Teich Shleishim is like Erev Yontuf, so I don't care whether you plan to come back or not later on. Why is it you're chayiv in medikas chometz? But that's because I have a house that's chayiv in medikas chometz. You'll tell me it's not Erev Yontuf. This is your Erev Yontuf. But here we're talking about a case where it's Erev Kamuvah. We're talking about a case where it's covered over and it's taken care of already. So what's the problem? The answer is Rashi speaks out. It's not the lechatchil that the way of doing beer. Rashi speaks out at the bottom. It's not the lechatchil that the way of doing beer. And since it's not the lechatchil that the way of doing beer, so if it's within 30 days where it's chalon you the ikur chiv to do beer, you can't be yaitza with this bidiyev. You're right. Bidiyev, it's okay, but it's not lechatchil. And Leib Rava who holds that within 30 days you need to do the ikur ador. That's the pshat nigmar. So the case of oitza is very similar to the case of daitra latza. In both cases, the situation is, I'm not over now. And the question is the Chiyah B'dika Chal to do a proper B'dika or not? I want to say, a Dover Nifla Lamita Shal Torah, which is in Cheshbin and Lamdis, hiding over here behind the Sugya, and the Elam will agree with me that it's Nifla Lamish. A few things which are intertwined with each other. Let's start. What is this case of Chavash Shadaf Al Mapaylos? It's a very, very interesting case, a very, very big Machlekes Rashi and the Rebbeinu Peretz. Mishnah says, let's, in order to understand this case of Oitzer is different than Mapaylos, as I'm going to explain at length. So we'll start. Let's see if I say big Lomdus now. A new level of Lomdus that we haven't seen till now. Listen carefully. The Gemara here attach the Rava of Daita Lazar to the Rava of Daita Lefanoise of Eitzer. I want to first of all explain what Eitzer is. Rashi sends us to Mapoilus. What's Mapoilus? We'll see. Let's start. Misha says, Nafana, the Reza, if you're ready for 3 days to see it, so you certainly saw it by now. Okay? That Misha says, Nafana, Nav, and Bez, Chamish and Nafal, Mapoilus, Arikum of Or, says the Gemara there, right away, Uvavachi, Yvat the Believer. Says Rabbeinu Peretz, I don't understand Bechlal, this whole business of Kumavor. It's called the Rebbeinu Peretz. Rebbeinu Peretz says, the Chashanah is the Gatza Maisa. What do you mean? What's it become for? You have Chomets there. It's Bayat. What does that mean? You own Chomets. It's covered. It's not covered. Who cares? So Rebbeinu Peretz in the Flaman Alpha and Beis, in a very, very blunt way, says, the Chashanah is the Gatza Maisa. What does that mean that it's Harei Kumavor? You don't see the Chomets. Who says you have to see the Chomets? If it is, it's the Bayat. What's going on over here? Says Rebbeinu Peretz, Avada and Avada, we're talking about a case over there where the guy, Avada, made what? He made Bittel. Because if he didn't make Bittul, he's over me the Raisa, and there's no Harayu come over, there's nothing going on over there. Gedreit Takop, same position on the Raisa. So why do I need to make Bittul? Why do I need to make Bittul? And he made Bittul because of a psychological Zach. He says he's about to believe it, but the guy did Bittul already, you know, the catch 22. The one over there says he should do Bittul. But the parent says he has to be there. He told me he did Bittul, because if he didn't do Bittul, there's nothing to talk about. Well, he stopped everybody else. So what do I need? What's the name of the Mandiyam over there to come along and tell me that you do Bittul? Of course you do Bittul. If he didn't do Bittul, there's nothing to talk about. Maybe by Rabbi by Motze. So the parent that the Bittul that Rav Chisk is talking about, Rav Chisk is talking about is a psychological Zach. It's in order, says what do you call it, that in order that you shouldn't come to eat it, so psychologically, if you do a bittul, and you, this is a weird pshat a little bit, if psychologically you do a bittul in your heart that you don't want the chametz, so there's a less of a chash, you're going to come to eat it. And the Yivat Lebelib over here is coming to take care of the chash, that you might open up the Mapoilus and go search for the Danish under the Mapoilus. So you already decided, no, you made a clap on the beam and says, we're not looking for Danishes under the rubble, we'll call it, like Elam calls it, yeah? But they stayed in Rebbeinu Peretz. But what forced Rebbeinu Peretz's hand to say such a weird shot, it's a weird shot, by the way, is that he had no choice. He didn't understand. What's Harei Kumo Vor mean? Everybody wants to say. It must be he did Bittul. If he did Bittul, so because the saying he did the Bittul. I don't know if Chris did say Bittul. If he didn't do Bittul, the mission doesn't make sense. It says we're talking about a psychological Bittul to make sure that he won't come to eat. Very balbatish. First of all, Rashi over there argues. Rashi is talking about the Libra Shemi Yifakar Chagal B'moyed. First of all, Rashi's Mituyuk that he didn't do Bittul till now. Because Rashi says, why do you need to do Bittul? Start with that Rashi. Rashi says in the Malam Beis, why do you need to do Bittul? Because you can open up, you can be Oifer. What do you mean be Oifer? I did Bittul already. So obviously it's talking about a case where you didn't do Bittul. Now Chizda said you need to do Bittul. So first of all, it's a Raya from, and it's Mashma more than that. At the dinner of Chizda, the Rabbanan Dikkad, the Dalam agrees. You have to do Bittul. Shabbat Yifakar Chagal away. Maybe you'll open it up, right? And then you'll be Oifer. What do you mean you'll be Oifer? You did Bittul already, right? The answer is, you didn't do Bittul. Chista came along and said, listen, you might dig out the rubble and you have to, so do Bittul. But if not for the Shema Yifaka Chagal, if not for this new Gzera, you don't need to do Bittul. And here we begin one of the most fascinating things in Mishnah Sofim. Shteit in Rashi, on the Famed Alef of the days, the Chomet Shinof Alef Mapoilis, the Etzvi, you don't need Bittul. Why? Because Rav Chista says you need to do Bittul because otherwise you might open it up and be over Fekir Akasha. That's why you need Bittul. You need Bittul because you have Chomet. You're everybody who wants it. You hear the Kasha missing? How could Rashi say it? Rabbeinu Peretz says that it says you need bittul. Of course you need bittul. We're talking about you did bittul. The bittul we're talking about is psychological warfare to fight yourself that you won't go ahead and uncover it during Reza. But Rashi says that you need bittul because maybe on Yom Tov you can uncover it and then you'll be over for Kesakasha, and if you won't uncover it, you won't be over. Stated in Rashi that the baseline case of Chomesh and Nafal by someone that there was no bittul. Rav Chista came along and said, maybe you'll come back over Yantav and you'll take it out. So do bittul. But the baseline date of Chomesh and Nafal is without bittul. They state before Shemashi. So now we begin one of the great mysteries of Masechus Sofim. Stated in this Rashi that Chomesh and Nafal of Apoilis, if not for the Gzeira of Rav Chista, doesn't need bittul. That's a full Forsh Rashi. Stated in Rashi, the Forsh and the Fahamah Beis, that Chomesh and Nafal of Apoilis, if not for what? If not for Rav Chista's worry that the guy might be Pakach as a Gal, that'll be over, not over. And the big mystery is, why not? Why aren't you over? Especially Rav Chista, you have Chomets. He didn't do Bittul. Says Rashi in Bo Metzia. I printed it out for you three times in a row. You know, notice? You notice this spin three times? What? Zok Rashi in Bo Metzia. I don't know what you're referring to. Zok Rashi in Bo Metzia. I'm not sure. Zok Rashi in Bo Metzia. Zok Rashi in Bo Metzia. That you're not over. Why not? Because it's in an area. You don't see it. All right. What was the exact question of Rashi over there? Ain't kind of oidva yiro. But why not? Says Rashi in the next Rashi. Shakelav Meriach of Ayub Moitzia Venir, the Gemara over there says in Bo Metzia, that if it's a Zah Mapoilis, that a dog or Kelav can creep a Ryan and get it, so then it's not called Mapoilis. Why? Because it's nearer. The dog's going to uncover it, it's going to be nearer. So before Shemashi Bo Metzia, an answer to this riddle. We have a riddle. A Rashi puts up enough Lama, it's a big riddle here. It's one of the big riddles of Zephyr. A Rashi enough Lama at Alpha Bezu says, Tachomach enough all of Mapoilis is what? It's talking about what you didn't do, but all. Because Rashi learns that Rav Chista came along and said, "This is a derabbanan. They can need to do bittul because Shema Yifakach Chesagal, and then you'll be over." Shteta, without that, you don't need bittul. Fekar Kasha, what do you mean? Why not? You're over. So Rashi Bo Metzia, the puzzle continues. The puzzle continues. So Rashi Bo Metzia, because you're not even by your eye. Why not? Ain't near it. It's not seen. Because Rashi says that when the kelov could open it up, it's called near. It's called an object that could be seen. It's exposable. Because the dog might get it, and therefore it's not called not in the state of near. Because the dog at any moment could come in and uncover it. So. That's a big idea. Mjavi Yidia and Rashi, one place in Shas and Bo Metzia, who says explicitly, he explains to Rashi, Laman Alpha Beis, why would you don't do Bittul, you're not there, but Chomets are failures. Adam Bomb. Because the Chomets is in a state that it's not being seen. In fact, everybody on the Rashi, the big Tzaku Gedoel, and here we're looking at a game changing matzav in the Homosachla. In fact, everybody, and a bit of Paris, but that's missed, because Laman Alpha Beis, what happened to Bayatman? I think it's a Forisha Gemara. The Gemara says that it's a Forisha Gemara, that's Agmas Nefesh. It's a Mufurisha command of Heim Mebeis that says you don't have to see it, you're over even by Yatman, even if it's in it. What do you do now? Rabbeinu Peretz, the Flamed Alef of Mebeis, asked this question. When Rabbeinu Peretz said the Chomesh Alef HaPoilis has to be talking about Bittul because otherwise you're over, he says, what happened to by Yatman? Barashi is not just the Rashi. So what we're looking over here is a Shas Rashi. It's not just Rashi Lamed Aleph who says that it's Gzeira, but other than that, you don't need Bittul. We have a first Rashi Bomotzi. Rashi Bomotzi gives away the secret and says, you're not over because it's not by your eye. It's not seen. Ain't over by your eye. And Rashi has an extra Rashi. Why? Because it's not seeable. And the question is, it's against the Gemara. Adavra Pella Otsum Vinoira. The answer is, state of big raid. I'll explain. State of big raid, and the raid is in the cheshbon, but it touches at something that I've been pumping the whole time. I'm going to bring out what I'm saying. Watch. When the Gemara of Hamad Bey says, maybe only ever when you see it, by the way, I have to point out that the word see doesn't mean that I see it with my eyes. It means that it's in a place that's seeable, nearer. I want to mention there was no having in the only ever comes when you're looking at it. When you're not looking at it, you're not over. By your own means, it's in a place that could be seen. And Bobadi says, what about if it's in a place that it can't be seen? It's Bal Yatvin. It's hidden. So, Morsan says, Leimati. Now, The Pashat Peshat of that Gemara was, I'm saying big grade now, but think carefully. The Pashat Peshat of that Gemara was that the Pasuk of Yimotzi is Megala, you don't have to see it. The Yimotzi is a Gila on the Bayerot, the Bayerot is loved Africa. It doesn't have to be in a place that's seen. If that's a Peshat, that the Bayatman is a Gilui that Bayerot is loved Africa, so then the ballgame is over. Why is Chomashin of Allah Bayerot not over? Rashi is because it's not seen. What do you mean it's not seen? It doesn't have to be seen. It says Bayatman, that's a Rain of Peretz is a Kash, that's a Gemara. It's the Kutan Abba. First of all, Rashi obviously learns that Bayatman of Bayimotzi is not a Gilui in Bayerot. It's not a Gilui that Bayerot is a mistake. So what's the Peshat? The Birat Ram was like this. I want to stress what I just said from a different nusach. If Bayatman would be a Gilu that Bayerot is loved Dafka, so the war game is over. When the Torah said, see, it did, that doesn't mean see. Peshat's a different shot. Peshat's like this. There are two ways a person holds chametz. And here I go back to what I've been saying the whole time. The affairs of Bayerot and Matzah are, what is your way of holding on to chametz? How are you connected to the chametz? What the Sanderians called Yachas. But even without that, what shaykhs do I have to it? Why are they called a half chametz? I'm holding chametz. I'm masha chametz. Okay? But we can call the Yachas to make, because it's dambas and to make them happy. Yeah? For both things. Listen carefully. The pshat's like this. The pshat is, listen carefully. There's one aveira called, if you have chametz in a place that's near it, it's seen. The guy's a house. And this chametz that's exposed, I don't have to see with my eyes every day, it's not a day in the gavra. That's called, you have chametz. I say it better, that's called, it's motzi, but you have chametz. What's called a half chametz? On the counter, in your dining room, this, in the kitchen, there's chametz there. There's chametz in a place, yeah, that's called, you have chametz. Why? What happens if it's not in a place that's seen? I'm not a gavra. There's another way of holding chametz. What's the other way of holding chametz? What's the other way of holding chametz? The only way of holding chametz is bayatman. What's my bayatman? And here I'm going to say the big chiddush. There's another way of holding chametz where you went ahead and you hid the chametz. You are matmin the chametz. It means, think about it for a second. I want to explain what I'm saying. A guy has chametz and he goes ahead deliberately and covers it over. Right? The guy's a trickster. He learned in fifth grade that this bayira. He says, I'm going to do a trick. I'm going to cover it over. It won't be seen. And the guy's alarmed and he says, if it won't be seen, it's not called to have chametz. It's not called to have a shaykhaz in the chametz. It's not called to have a yachaz in the chametz. The answer is, said the Torah, no, bayatman. That's also called. You're deliberately concealing the chametz. You're putting away the chametz, okay? Putting away chametz is another way of having chametz. It's taka not seen. It's not out in the open. It's not track one of having chametz. It's track two. That's also called another way of holding on to chametz. You went ahead and you put your chametz away. It's murder. I want to tell you, a murder gazach. When I was a bacher, I saw a lashon of the Taz. It could be I heard it from a bacher, but I don't remember. The Taz, I looked at it when I started the sugya. The first thing I remember is this Taz. The Taz in Simon Tov Lamed Gimel Sif Kotten Ches. There's also Morgan Avram, but I couldn't remember where the Morgan Avram was. But the Taz I remember is the Taz in Simon Tov Lamed Gimel Sif Kotten Ches. Tov Lamed Gimel Sif Kotten Ches. When the Taz brings down Shitas Rashi about Mapoilis, he says a lashon. Isur Bayatvin, excuse me. Kivun shu eino matmin biyadayim eino eiver v'zeh. You know, Lashon? You have to be matmin biyadayim. Here's what I'm saying. If bayatmin is a gilu that bayirah is lav dafka, so there's no such thing as bayirah. It doesn't need to be seen. Finished. You have to have chametz. But if it's two different oifanim, that means it's not a gilu. If it's a gilu bayirah, that means the whole thing's a mistake. You don't need bayatmin, you don't need bayirah, you don't need anything. Just have chametz. But if it's not a gilui, so the pshat is, there's two different ways of having chametz. There's one way of having chametz in a place where it's seen when the chametz is exposed. There's another way of having chametz where you went ahead and did an act of matmin. You had lashon of the taz, matmin biyadayim. I went ahead and did it. It's interesting that I don't know if you notice on Heyam and Beis. When you want to see something interesting, I'll tell you, look back on Heyam and Beis. Look at Maskul Yachol, milk smack of all the page. Look back on Hamid Bays. Give him Oscar Yochel. I love that one. So what? Can I guys have it? Yochel. Nima because of Shiatmin or Shalai Biyad. Shalai Yirenu. Now she meant Biyad. She meant Sitar. You have to do Biyadayim. What? So, there is the other. Reb Harris Friedman on the side over here, he says in Ois Vav, right? Is it Friedman? Is it Friedman? Is it Friedman? Reb Harris from Montreal. He says over here in Ois Vav, there are different gears, it's not Biyad, it's Kidei. I presume that the Lashon is Kidei, it doesn't read that well, that the guy put a Biyad. So I'm not sure. But is there a Rashi that doesn't force like the Taz Eidi Biyad? The Lashon of the thing is more Mashmah, Kidei Shalo Yirena, in which case there's no Rashi like that. But it's interesting, there was a Ksaviyad, at least in Rashi, that said Biyad, like the Taz. I presume that the Tikkun is correct, that it's probably Kidei, but what's Biyad Shalo Yirena? Not sure. But either way, the Taz is a Forish. Either way, it's Gishmak and Rashi. That she does Rashi is like that. That Bayat is a new Avera. It's a whole new Avera. There's two different ways of holding it. Man, that's partial. If he's there, one second, I'm not finished yet.
Because he's not, he's the act of fighting it?
Yeah.
Or having it hit
him. No, it's the same thing. They're both the same. I mean the same thing. You can hear it the way you want. It doesn't make a difference. One second. Made a lot of time to talk about Niflu. What I'm saying is not Emes. So the Chomish and Nofal of Apoyla is like this. There's no Bayiro, what's the Cheshman? So what's the Cheshman now? The Chomish and Nofal of Apoyla is there's no Bayiro, like Rashi says in Bobbitz here. What about Bayatman? I didn't hide the Chomish, but the Nofal of Apoyla, it fell by itself. So that's Nofal of Apoyla, there's no Bayatman. That's Nifl way, that Emes, Lamita, Shoter, that's the Teretz to the Kasha of the Rain of Paris. What happened to Bayatman? Teretz is Bayatman, it's not a Gilon Bayiro, it's not a Pisamas, it's a mistake. Or it is. Yochayev Bayroah, I'll buy you raw. Bayatman, I'll buy Yatman, there's no Bayatman. Now you're going to ask me the kasha and say, wait a minute, that's why I'm a part of this. But by Itzer over here, the guy did it be a dime. That's his posture, it's a mistake. That's why I said earlier, on the doctor with Horai, you'll ask me a kasha and you say, okay, that makes sense when the guy has chometz and there was a mapoilus and it fell inadvertently, so he didn't do Bayatman with a dime. Over here, you did Bayatman with your dime. What was Bayatman? You did be a dime over here. You went ahead and you went ahead and buried it, right? The answer is about the knot. That's why I said at the beginning, the guy was lazy. This is the answer to Rabbi Michael's kasha, you hear? Why by us, by Oitzer, is it not called by Yat? I mean, you went ahead and did it be a dying. The answer is it's a toyus. Why is it a toyus? Because your intention wasn't to cover over the chometz. The word is you need to put the tefillah in. You were lazy. You didn't take the chometz out. You can't be bothered. That's not called bayatman. That means I'm sharpening the word. Bayatman is not the way you have to do with the hands. Now you've got to understand a little bit better the concept of the hashkafa of the word. The word is I'm coming to hold onto the chometz by hiding it. That's my way of putting it away. I'm putting away the chometz. When it's an oitzer, I'm not putting away the chometz. This chometz over there, I'm too lazy. I'm in a rush, by the way. The guy's already on his way to Orlando, right? And he has to get the tefillah in. So he puts the tefillah in, Gandik. He doesn't put it. That's not called bayatman. He's doing a biyadayim omnam, but that's not called a sinful word. Oh, I want a taina. For those of you who have an ear for pshat and lumdus, watch what I'm going to say now. Yeah? So let's take a step back. I'm sorry, okay, now listen. Let's take a step back now and take a look there. Rashi over here literally turned the Masechta upside down. Rashi over here said, Anubshat. Yeah. In other words, when I'm going to write the Chazara sheet of when you, everybody wrote about it, there's a long list already now. Yiddish Chomets, Kodesh Chomets, Achvarius, what type of Achvarius? Kodefall of Rishos, not Rishos, Chomets HaShanachri. We have a new thing over here. It has to be seen. And by Yadmin, when you do be a dime, you hear what's going on here? I got some Isa, and that's why my pointless is the Isa. So I want to tell you that Dabba Pashev to the Mita Shatera, the Rashi had a Hechru from our Gemara to his din, the Azra's Dvorai. Although yesterday we said, what I'm going to say is Pashev Shat, but it ties together everything I said the last 2 days. That's over Nifla Mamish. Enough with the advertising, listen to the word. The Rashi over here said, that Rav is Kiddush, that when a guy's going away from Rosh Hashanah, he has to do it if it's dying to Lazar. In fact, Rashi Akasha, let the guy do Bittul. He can't do Bittul because he'll come back on Yom Tov also. So he asked Akasha yesterday, and let's say he could do Bittul. Let's say he could do Bittul, so what? But he's going to come back on Yom Tov, he's going to have the Chiyuv B'tikat Rabbanah. Bittul only takes care of the Reisman. This is the Midrash Rabbanah, we want that valid, right? Midrash Rabbanah, we have Chiyuv B'tikat Rabbanah. What does Rashi say that Lu Yitzur, this guy from Rosh, the Rosh Hashanah guy, would be able to do Bitlan Yantav, he'd be okay, but he still has the Darabanan. What did we say yesterday? Be great. The Rashi learns that the dinner before, the dinner before Lamed is not Mechayiv you in the Bidika Darabanan, because it's not within the range B'chal of Chiyuv Bidika Samets. What is it? It's B'dikas Tolayim. It's a Fachshash. Listen, you go, it means like this. Before Lamed Yom, from Rosh Hashanah, I have to worry about Pesach. Pesach's not on my mind. And therefore, I don't have the Chiyuv Dikah Darabanan. What do I have? I have the Chiyuv Dikah Daraisa of Talayim, which says you might be over the Daraisa. Okay? And that's what we said yesterday, that Rashi had to learn that the Sukkah was talking about that he didn't do Bittul. Otherwise, Rashi didn't understand. That was the Aleph Beis and the Yisoid of yesterday. Rashi couldn't understand why before 30 days may Rosh Hashanah Rashi was worried. What are you worried about? Chiyuv Bidika? The Chiyuv of Bidika? Chas v'shalom, it's before 30 days. That's what we said yesterday from the Dvar Bracha, you're not going to make. What is it, Achshash? What? Because of Achshash, the Rabbanan, you're going to make Klal Yisrael crazy that they have to stop Pesach from Rosh Hashanah with Jace Dakop? So Rashi said, it's Achshash the Raisa. If Rashi worried about the Raisa, do Bittul. I can't do Bittul. Okay, you can't do Bittul. So we're back to the Raisa. But Achshash is the Raisa. If there's no Achshash the Raisa, what are you talking about? If that's true, I want to say a Dover Niflo. State in Rashi that Rovis Achshash of before Lamed has to be a Raisa Achshash. Otherwise, there's no chashash before lamed. Rovis chashash before lamed has to be talking about that there was no bittul. If that's true, so I want to find a dover nifla. So then I understand. Halei Rova didn't only say that before lamed, when I'm daitalah and in daitalah. He also said it away by oitzer. Fekir hakasha, I understand. By oitzer? And why yichaya before lamed? So why by Oitzel are you chayav before Lamed? I might have to say, I have no choice. That I'm chayav before Oitzel Lamed, why am I chayav Oitzel before Lamed? Why am I chayav? Why am I chayav? Why am I chayav? The answer is because of what he called. The answer is because of the Raisa. So it means the case of Oitzel and Agumar has to be talking about Eid and Dubittel. The case of Oitzel and Agumar is talking about Eid and Dubittel. The case of Oitzel has to be talking about Eid and Dubittel, correct? Mm-hmm. How do I know that? Because otherwise, before Lamed Yom, tight to the fundraiser, why is there a chash? We only have chashas before Lamed as the rices. What the rice over here? The terrorist says, you didn't do bittul. So there's the rice of chash, right? Tight to the fundraiser, and you'll be over. And yet, when it's ain't tight to the fundraiser, I'm okay. Why am I okay when it's ain't tight to the fundraiser? Because it's a mapoilus. Rashi had a raya from our Gemara that the din of mapoilus works even without bittul, even on a deraiso. Rashi had a raya from our Gemara, a raya muchachas, that it's a mafurish Gemara, that the din of Mapoilus was said. It means the weird, misubachtika, complex Rashi on the Flamet Alpha Beis, who dropped bombs. Bomb number one, he said, if it can't be seen, you're not even by Yerah. Bomb number two is by Yatman, is only when you're doing it, be a dime. And therefore, Mapoilus, you do a dime. That chiddush neira, that Rashi said, had a mucker in our Gemara. It's a mafurish Gemara. Halei the Gemara by us is talking about when you didn't do bittul. It has to be that you didn't do bittul. Because if you did bittul, then before Lamed Yom, there's no Rava. And in order for Rava to get off the ground, Rashi Lishitasai holds Misfara, that it has to be that there was no bittul, that we're handling a Deraisa. And Shtei Meforish, that if it's not Daitel of Hanoisa, I'm okay. Why are you okay? It's Chometz that you know about. The answer is because it's my pointless. So it's Meforish Gemara, that without bittul, I'm not over if I didn't do it. By Atman. That's Niflumai. You get it? Why not? There's a personal reason, Sazero. I'll say something very simple. According to Robert, there's a chash before Lamed Yom, only if you did bittul, you didn't do bittul. Okay?
Yeah.
Why? Because otherwise there's no chash before Lamed Yom. Only if the Rashi is before us, right? That's a Rashi. Yes, do bittul and you'll be okay. Say to Rashi that the entire agenda before Lamed Yom is a tolaim vikach chash, only if you didn't do bittul. Rashi says so, do bittul and you'll be okay. Correct? The answer is that the far-fetched chash of Meir Rosh Hashanah has to be the rice you didn't do bittul, correct? Ebazay, let's copy and paste that over to Oitzer. But Oitzer also says that before Lamed Yom there's a chash, right? That chash has to be by price what? With bittul or without bittul? Without bittul. And Shnei refers that when I don't plan to come back before 30 days, I don't have to worry. Why not? You know you have chavos in your house. Teres is my pointless, right? So it's Mufurish Gemara that my pointless works, even though you didn't do bittul. What? That's a good holding, no? That's Niflamoid. That's a Yantav. Yeah, we're talking about the guys of Asa Aitze, where he made an Aitze on Chomet, no? Come on. That's in the previous case of a particular Chomet. Both the same in the rules. The case of Isa Aitzit, you took chometz and you put hay on it. What are you talking about? The first case talking about B'dikas chometz. You were talking about you have chometz, you know about it, and you're putting hay on it.
Yeah, I've been back
to
that.
Who else about that? The Mela, that's a Dova Nifla, that Rashi's Shita in Aitzit had a makar from Agamara. Rashi had a Mephorosh Agamara. It means Vivalt Rashi learned that the Yisoid HaChasidus V'Shoyim Shavoid of Agamara is what? Is that there was no Bittul. Because if there was Bittul, there's no Rava. So the entire Gemara of Shita's Rava has to come with no Bittul. And yet the Gemara says that when you don't plan to open it up on Yom Tov, right? You don't plan to open it up, you're okay. Why are you okay? You know there's Chametz there? The answer is because of my pilot, which is what Rashi says. Stand in the Forge of Gemara, my pilot is talking about, but there's no Bittul. From there, Rashi built his whole Shita that the din of my pilot is a matter, even though he didn't do Bittul. That's Nifl Moyla, Mita Shal Torah. 1 second. 1 minute. If that's true, that's Niflumerd. That's Emes Hapshat. If that's true, so then that brings us to the Marshal. Yesterday we asked one of the famous kashas in the Mesechta. We asked one of the famous kashas in the Mesechta. One of the famous kashas in the Mesechta. What's a famous kasha in the Mesechta? Now that we boy knows that Rashi holds that both cases are talking about what, where there's no bittul. By the way, I want everyone to appreciate this, the Shitosa, two side of the Shitosa. Rashi says over here that Rava was talking about where there was no bittul, and Demar shows to Oitzah, and Rashi over there says that Oitzah is talking about where there was no bittul. That's not what the Shitosa. I'm saying much deeper that the Rashi over there had a marker from Agamar, because Agamar doesn't get off the ground without a bittul. Okay. Now we move on to part two. Yibalt Agamar was talking about that he didn't do bittul. So now it's the big mega kasha. So what do I give? The guy's coming back or not? We'll talk about the first case, Daitalatz or not. The guy has a house. He didn't do B'dikas Chometz. What do I give? He's coming back or not? Who cares? Let's get me wrong. He didn't do bittul. Said the Mashallah Teretz, a shocking Teretz, to shock the world. You don't know about it. You're not over. You'll come back. You'll know about the Chometz. Maybe. Chometz that you don't know about the rest of your life. Chometz, according to the Mashal, chometz that you don't know about, you're not by Rav. We asked yesterday, shocking, no, you're not it's really? So why do you have to be good advice if you don't do Bittul? If you're not on the base, you don't know about it. The Teretz is an Achanami, but you might find out about it on Yom Tov. Your brothers are like that, other Achanami are like that. Shocking, this is a redoing of the whole device of the Bittikah's chometz. The Mashal says a different Teretz. I want to talk about the Mashal. The Mashal is the same Kasha. Mashal says, since we're talking about that there was no Bittul, because of, again, why are we talking about that there was no Bittul? Because otherwise Rava doesn't make sense. Again, why are we talking about that there was no Bittul? Because otherwise Rava doesn't make sense. So we're talking about that there was no Bittul, so then the big problem is there was no Bittul. So what if you're coming back, you're not coming back. You have chometz, you have my own, that's the $1 million cash over here. So Mashal answered, because you don't know about it. Mashal said, what are you talking about? You have my chometz, you don't know. That's the whole din of B'dikas chometz. Says Mashal, a very weird Zach. He says that when you're not planning to come back, you go away Rosh Hashanah. The reason why you're not over is not because you don't know about it. Chometz that you don't know about your over on. But the reason why when you're not coming back is because it's like chometz shenafel olav mapoilus. What does that mean? What does it mean to say that it's like chometz shenafel olav mapoilus? What does that mean? Vos mentos? What does it mean that it's chometz shenafel mapoilus? What does it mean? So Riki Veger, it's not in the Kovitz, Riki Veger and Chuvik Kufay and Vav explains the Marshal. Riki Veger says, just like this. If you go away Rosh Hashanah time and you don't plan to come back, so that means there's no chance in the world ever that you have, first of all, you have no way of doing Bir Chometz on this Chometz. And since the Chometz is, what's the word of Mapoilus? The word is, it's completely out of reach for you. It's completely out of reach. It's completely out of reach. Yeah? It's out of reach. That's the lashon of Riki Veger. It's out of reach. You can't get to it. You're not going to get to it. You're not coming back. B'chal. Nothing to do with this chometz. Okay. Fagich. Like. Okay. I hear that. Riki Veger. Marshal. What's he say? Marshal's very cryptic. He says the reason why. So I want to get things clear. We're in Rashi now. Rashi learned that the sugya of going on these trips is talking about you didn't do bittul. We're playing with the rices. And Rashi said that that's why like Rava, even before 30 days, where it's not Pesach yet, and it's Hanukkah time, and it's Purim, and it's Rosh Hashanah, and it's Yom Kippur, and it's Sukkot, You have to worry about it, because you might be over the Reise. Frankly, Chakash, you might be over the Reise. You're over the Reise whether you come back or not. So the Mashal, because I don't know about it. Mashal is what you're talking about. Chas. The reason why he says with Mashal is because it's like Chomish and Afal brothers. It's out of reach. What does that mean? He doesn't explain why. So in the context of what I said in Shitas Rashi, I understand it. What do we say? You said in Shitas Rashi, why my prayer list not over? Because it's not seen. It's not in a place that it's seen. One second. It's not in a place that it's seen. It's not in a place that it's seen. What about Atmana? That's Vayatman. That's Biyad. That's a Gansa on the Reise. That's the act of concealing Chometz. No Maisa. What about baseline by Yiro? It's not in a place that it could be seen. State in this Marsha, a shocking expansion of that. That if I'm in a place that's out of range, okay, that when Pesach is going to come, I can't get back to it. That's not called I have chometz. Either chometz is in a place that could be seen, it's sitting on your counter. Either it's in a place that could be seen, but if I don't plan to come back, and I'm far away, yeah? So that's not called I have chometz, I'm not over on it. You hear my sinner? That's like chometz. What do you find in the chometz? What do you find in my playlist? What did he find the Chomash HaPoilus? What he found the Chomash HaPoilus is that it's not enough that the Chomash is in a place that could be seen. You have to hold the Chomash. You have to have the Chomash. When the Chomash is in a place where there's no way in the world that it's going to be seen by me because I'm out of range and I'm not coming back and it's before 30 days. You'll ask me why in 30 days is it different? Something else. It's a touch Shleishim Yerim. That's called the face. Okay, Chayav, you can go break your head. I don't care. But before Shleishim, when we want to go be Mechayav, me as the Deraisa, Deraisa there won't be. That's not cool to have Chometz. And I'm using this Marshal. Now, you can say over this Marshal a different Nishoyas than what I'm saying now. Why exactly when the guy is far away is the guy not over? That's not what I'm coming to explain. I want to bring up from this Marshal an Adam one. Think this Marshal that there's rules. When are you over by Rabbi Motzi? What do you mean? I'll ask you blindly. We're talking about a guy. He has chometz. He went away on a trip. He left chometz on the counter. Okay? He didn't check his house. The house is a bakur shemach. He's a chometz. The house is full of chometz. I'm not talking about a case we left it on the counter, by the way, okay? I don't know. But it could be it's on the counter. Okay? Agav Lefizek could be on the counter also. But we'll leave that for a second. The terrorist is, but the guy's gone. Again, it's before 30 days. I don't have to give him a big chometz. You want me to deraisa? I won't be over because I'm not coming back. I won't be able to buy Ramate. I'm not coming back. I'm gone. I left. I'm not coming back. I'll eat on a knech. The Kiveg is Masha, and you're going to be in a place where Pesach's come. You can't come back. That's the Lashon of the Kiveg. You're out of range. So what? But you have Chometz. The answer is, here's state of the expansion of what we're saying in Rashi the whole day about buying Ramate. It's not every time you have Chometz, you're over. There's rules. There's rules. There has to be a Yachas. There has to be a Kesher to the Chometz. It's either the Chometz is in a matter where it could be seen by you, not that you see it, or it's in a matzah that you went ahead, be a dime, and you went and concealed it. What happens if I'm in a place where it's rather not concealed, but I'm out of range? That's Chomesh of a playlist. Not every Chomesh is cool that you're holding Chomesh. And this is another example. Oh, I understand that. This Pshat is all Rashi L'shitosoi, who says that not every time you're holding Chomesh is a cool driver. This is a set of rules. There's a Bayerotic way of holding Chomesh. There's a Bayatmatic way of holding Chomesh. It's vice versa. The Marshal held in Rashi that when you're far away and it's before 30 days, we don't have Chiyuvim, that's not called Bayura. That's not a Bayuratic way of holding Chometz. As I stay in this Marshal, Shaki Marshal. So the Marshal, by the way, has a big Yeshua. He doesn't get up and say in Rashi the Chometz that you don't know about you're not over, which is a wild chiddush of the Marshal. About the Chometz you don't know about you're over. But it has to be in a place that it could be seen by you. And let's be Mechatesi. That's based on stage number one. Once I have Rashi number one that says about my playlist, you're not over by your role because it can't be in a place that's seen, so then I have the right to go a step further and say that even if it's a place that could be seen, but if I'm out of range, that's also called I'm not holding it in a being seen dick away. It's a huge chiddush, but first of all, it's a lot easier than the Marshals you say that. Chomets that I don't know about, I'm not over. That's against the way you said if you get Chomets with the Reisa. Here I'm saying a different part. I'm saying with the Reisa, I'm not over by your role, by Matzah, and Chomets is in a Matzah that it can't be seen because ground that I'm out of town.
How do we know
that
he's saying about
Chometz
in
Toshosh? No, it doesn't change. He's either over Chometz by Yerov, I'm not talking about the Chibidik of the Rambam, they're upon him. I'm talking about the Reisa by Yerov. If you're not over by Yerov, Chometz you don't know, that doesn't change before Shleif Yerov. What are we talking about?
Still
I know what you're saying. It can't change. Either over or not over. I understand you. If you're not over Chometz, you're not over. It doesn't change. Whether it's 30 or not 30. correct, but first I don't know what type of chometz I'm talking about that I'm supposed to give it to do on. If there's a din that chometz I don't know about, I don't have an argument, I'm not trying to do anything about that chometz. That can't change it for 38 to 30. That's not very scientific. No. Again, you're missing the point. But all that is only after I determine which type of chometz is in that package deal. Okay, whatever the package deal, if for some reason chometz changes, I'm not over. The nature of the lot doesn't change before and after. It could be the nature of the field that doesn't change before and after. So what's coming out of the Rashi over here, so we have a whole binyan here. Everyone comes to the whole binyan? We have a binyan slowly. What came out of this backhand Rashi came out, you say this in the Sefer. Let's summarize. Because Rashi learned that Rava had to be talking about a case where there's no bitul, because Rava said the Rashi said then before 30, not after 30. And that's why we saw yesterday that Rava, they don't make a bracha before 30, even if by Rava. So Mela, Rashi had a problem that this Gemara, this little innocent Gemara about the poor guy who went away early, is talking about where the guy in the bitul opened up a catastrophe. So then why is he not over when you don't go back? If you're over, you're over. If you're not over, you're over. And that the Marshal both said massive Yesaidis. The Marshal said they're not over Chomesh any Yadua. The Marshal said you're not over on Chomesh which you're far away from because it's like Chomesh Nafal HaPoilus. Zogich stage 3, that depends what Chomesh Nafal HaPoilus is. That's the huge Machlekes Rashi and Avedah Peretz with the Chomesh Nafal HaPoilus, which brings us to a whole new Yesaidis in Bayatman and Bayira. And what I get it on is the cherry on top of the icing is that the Rashi Lishitasoi, to bring the two sugis together, had to learn his shita and his chomesh and afal apoilos based on the way he learned our pshat and rava over here. Everything else is on schedule tonight, all the activities. I'm sure night seder afterwards. What? Rabbi Bais? Maybe next week. What? Shabbos afternoon. Who's coming this week, Shabbos afternoon? One guy only? Shmidt alone can carry the whole chair. Shmidt can carry the chair. Yeah, it's good for you to come. I might say, you'll appreciate Shmidt. He's what they have. Natural London.